listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. There is context and background that I think is helpful to know about each of the topics I just addressed with Mayor Steinberg and the president of Electrify America. So, CAP Radio's senior editor of News and Features, Nick Miller, is now in the studio. We're going to talk through some of that history. Hi, Nick. ZEV is something for us to know. If you aren't comfortable or are aware of it yet, it's the future in Sacramento, at least in light of that conversation. What is ZEV?
It's happening. They're coming.
Yeah, right.
Zero emission vehicles. And so it's really interesting because there was a new strategy that the city passed this past December of last year. And it's ambitious. They want to grow the number of zero emission vehicles in the region from only 2% of the vehicle fleet now, and in 2025, that number could be anywhere between 17,000 to 74,000.
Wow.
They want to take the number of charging stations, which is now at around 430. That's public and private charging stations. They want to grow it to 3,800 in 8 years. Mm-hmm. And the reason they're doing this is because this is happening on a statewide level. Governor Jerry Brown wants to have 1.5 million ZEVs on the road in the next 8 years. So this is a huge undertaking for the city and the state.
So we might say electric cars. That's a limiting phrase now. If you really want to talk in this conversation, ZEV is the way to go.
That's correct. This is about emissions. This is about having a carbon neutral vehicle or a vehicle that's not emitting CO2 out into the atmosphere.
We could spend a lot more time on that. We'll have an opportunity to do that over the weeks and months as this rolls out. I want to shift to the status of the investigation into the Stephon Clark case. You just heard the mayor say, as for 90 days as a target, I don't know. He said the goal is really thoroughness.
It took 7 months. Nearly 7 months for the police department to complete its investigation. And that's, according to my sources, almost threefold. They do an internal review to see if there were department policies that were violated by the two officers who fatally shot Clark this past March. They do an investigation to see if there was laws broken. And then they also do like a review that's sort of, how can we improve our policy, our pursuit policy, our use of force policies? So that took 7 months. The DA put out a statement yesterday. It could take 90 days, but it could take more. She's been telling the community the goal is to have it in 2 to 3 months. But like you said, they want to be thorough. Two, the attorney general is also involved, the State Department of Justice, and they're doing a parallel review. So I anticipate it could be longer.
You had a conversation with one of our former police chiefs.
I did. I spoke recently with Rick Brazil, who's currently the Sacramento County Inspector General. He may not be that for long. That's a side story. But he was also the former police chief of Sacramento.
I wouldn't put a timeline on the DA's office, only because as they look through it, they're looking, again, for all the details. I don't know what evidence they have, what search warrants they've served on different items. So they want to be very, very thorough. They know it's a high-profile investigation, and they want to make sure that they have looked at every possible piece of evidence and every possible witness statement. So it's going to take a while for them to complete it. I don't know how long, but I'm convinced they're going to do a very, very thorough investigation.
The Clark family, meanwhile, has continued to stay public. The story will continue to evolve even during what will be a waiting time now, at least for a couple months. You're listening to CAP Radio senior editor Nick Miller. We're expanding on a number of stories in the news today, so let's wrap this conversation up with the Interfaith Memorial Service that was held last night. This is, of course, for the victims of the Pittsburgh synagogue. And again, there's a little bit of history here to reference and an important conversation that you had that speaks to that history.
I did. There was a vigil last night at Congregation B'nai Israel in Land Park. And the rabbi, her name is Mona Alfie, and she was actually just began as rabbi in June of 1999. When her synagogue and two others in Sacramento were firebombed by white nationalists. And she took the time yesterday to reflect on that, to discuss the healing process that the community went through in 1999, and not just at her synagogue, but in the faith community and in the region at large.
I think she addressed some of what people are walking carefully around, and yet you heard the mayor make comments in this direction of the relationship between the political climate and the documented rise in hate crimes and then an attack, such as the one that happened in Pittsburgh. So here's part of your conversation with Rabbi Mona Alfi.
Well, personally, I think there's absolutely a correlation. There was a time in our country where people of different political beliefs and different political parties could be married to each other, could be friends with each other, or neighbors with each other, where we knew how to talk with each other as opposed to at each other or around each other. And I think that's something that's really lacking in our society today, a desire to meaningfully engage with people with different beliefs and different backgrounds. I think we're somehow losing that ability to look for what we share rather than focusing on the things that make us different.
It really struck me we knew how to talk to each other. We used to pursue having conversations with people that we didn't have common ground with. Republicans and Democrats would get married, fall in love, and live together. Mm. That seems like such a radical concept in year 2018. Mm. The other thing that struck me from our conversation is she teaches the 10th grade at the synagogue. She works with 10th graders, and she discussed the rise in anti-Semitic hate crimes and hate speech in recent years.
One of the things that I do in our synagogue is I teach our 10th graders. I spend a year studying with them. And for the last decade, every single one of my students, and my students are from all over, our families live all over the county, every single one of my students in the last 10 years has reported to me stories of anti-Semitic behavior or words that have been said, that have been directed towards them while at school. And that was a shock. That is definitely a shift from the decade before.
And what prompted me asking her this question is I was watching Meet the Press on Sunday, and they had the head of the Anti-Defamation League, who said in 2017 there was a more than 50% rise in anti-Semitic hate crimes or hate speech or incidents. And that was the sharpest rise that they've ever documented in the history of their organization. And she was able to say, yeah, this is something we've been seeing. This is a huge issue. And it was an emotional discussion, of course. And she's, you know, I think there's real concern in the communities that the tenor of the conversation nationally when it comes to these incidents is not well. And so we discussed that. She discussed that pretty candidly.
She also talked to you about what could come next. So here's some of her thoughts on that question.
I really hope that there can be some good that comes out of this horrific act. You know, but how many shootings have we had? How many horrific acts have we had in this country? Last week alone, you know, there was a murder of two African Americans while shopping in a Kroger's by a white supremacist. It didn't even make the top of the news because there were so many other horrific things going on at the same time. I'm hoping this shakes us up.
She is echoing some of what the rabbi in Squirrel Hill, in the neighborhood in Pittsburgh, is saying, is that just something has to happen, although that's an echo of the bigger cry that's been ringing through the country this year, last year, the last couple years.
It is. It's the same sentiment and thoughts that we had after the shooting in Florida at the high school.
Sandy Hook.
After Sandy Hook.
How far back do we need to go? I think it's important that Sacramento's civic leaders have been speaking out. That's one thing. The amount of gathering, the amount of citizenry coming together is really another remarkable part of the story.
It is. And the media is sort of leading that conversation where the healing process is happening on your show. It's happening in the pages of the newspaper. It's there for the community. And one thing Rabbi Mona Alfi told me is, like, it's incumbent upon us as members of this community to sort of engage in that process, to come out of our shell, to find out, hey, who are our neighbors? You know, some people don't know who they're living next door anymore. And we've really sort of drifted, you know, closer to our screens, closer to our sort of insular silo world of social media, and we're forgetting what sometimes this actual social world is about. And it's a great conversation, and it's on capradio.org right now.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks.
That is Cap Radio senior editor Nick Miller. This is Insight on Cap Radio.